Louise, you gotta climb all the way over with that stuff there. I put that there specifically so it'd be harder for you to climb over.
I'm not ready. Okay. Ready to go. Engage. I have my headphones on.
No, you don't. You're a liar. You don't have your headphones on.
I have my headphones on now. I can hear myself. Are we ready? We're rolling.
It's up to you.
And action.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late.
The podcast.
About.
I'm Luis Gonzalez.
I'm Spencer Stark.
I'm Starlene.
And we got a little guest with us today.
Who is it?
Ooh,
it's Danny Connor.
Danny Connor.
Oh boy.
Oh, look at those peaks. We're already peaking, and it's only like we're only like two minutes in.
Let me look, see. If I'm gonna that go kind of show,
if I'm gonna go big, I'm gonna go big.
I better turn this down just a little.
Where did you guys get all this energy from? I'm sitting here. Just
we're
like,
1 minute in.
This day has been very long, and okay. It's been a long day,
it
and
has
I just
been.
Want to nap, and you guys are just like, yeah, I was like, all right.
I don't know, when the lights turn on and this starts recording, I snap in.
And when Luis always climbs over the desk, I always snap in.
I know.
That's that moment.
That's
when I see you climbing, and I go, that could be me. One day.
What?
That could be me.
One day. So Danny was just showing me this badass thing.
Danny, what were you showing? Because I wasn't here. What were you showing him?
Well, I know you've seen this because I slacked you a gif of this earlier. In
oh,
my
yes.
Which was the dual booster landing from the Falcon Heavy rocket launch today.
Amazing.
That it's insane. I didn't even know it was happening
yeah.
today at all. And he showed me this picture. And basically, for people who don't know, they sent out this what was it? You explain it better.
Yeah,
than me. I don't
well,
know anything.
And Spencer would probably know better than me because he's even smarter. But they
not true at all.
They so yeah. I mean, so Elon Musk. This is a beautiful merging of everything that Elon Musk has ever done. He was testing a new SpaceX rocket. This was the Falcon Heavy. They've had Falcon rockets before that were smaller. And this one is made for like larger cargo, like a semi truck of rockets.
Right.
Was how I read it.
This one scared a shit ton of people because it launched at like sunset and it like left
yeah,
a
everyone
thing in the space in the sky.
Yes.
Yes.
Was this the one when you
when
were
I
with
was
your
at
mom?
Disneyland? I was with my mom and I was like, "What is that?" And we were like, "Aliens."
Crazy.
And they're like, "We're gonna let people know this time."
Yeah.
So it's a heavy load that they sent up today.
Yeah, so they launched it out of one of the space stations that exist. I was going to say it, and then I don't know which one it is.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like a big rocket ship with the two things. It looks a lot like the ones that NASA used to do, just not as
like
colorful.
The orange ones. It's,
yeah,
the orange
just
ones.
Like pure white.
And usually when it goes up, they just kind of go up to the sky, and,
then they
just fall.
Yeah.
And they're wasted into the ocean.
Yeah, so that's been a huge thing that they've been doing. Like one of the things that Elon Musk has been trying and pushing for super hard with SpaceX is that he wants it to be economically feasible,
yeah.
like space travel in general, and like his whole thing is like if a 747 flies across the country and then you have to throw away the airplane, like you're never going to be able to pay for this.
Really dumb.
So he's like, we need to be able to use the rockets
yeah.
again. And it took them forever. They were, oh my God, I don't know if this was on April Fool's or when it was, but they released one of the funniest videos ever. It was a montage of every time their test had failed. Like
yes.
they've been trying
oh, yeah,
to have
I think
the rockets
that was
land.
Like April Fool's or something like that. I remember that. I remember what it was for. But
it,
yeah,
was
it was
so,
so
funny.
Funny.
But it was like 3 minutes of just every rocket crashing into the ground with like hilarious commentary at
yeah.
the bottom. And then finally they figured out how to land it. So this one, right. So he sends this payload was, of course, a Tesla Roadster.
Right.
With a space, they call it, what was it? Spaceman was the guy's name?
Oh, the person,
the,
yeah,
the
yeah.
dummy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I thought it was a real person at first, and so he showed me video of it, and it looks like it's a guy in a spacesuit, like
yeah.
a Daft Punky spacesuit.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Where's that going?" And then he said, "Oh, it's going to orbit around Mars," and I was like, "Okay, well, how long?" It's like, "Oh, for like a super long
yeah,
time,
like a billion years."
Yeah, and then it's just going to float away. I'm like, well, "What about the guy?"
So I think what
he's got like there'll be a 7-Eleven somewhere.
Yeah.
He'll get snacks.
I think the plan is probably for him to put that car into orbit, and then. For him to be able to go there and get the car
yeah.
out of orbit.
Right.
Like, just land on Mars and be like, oh, yeah, remember that thing? We're going to yank it in with our boring company tractor beam.
They're going to send Matthew McConaughey out there.
Yeah,
like,
to grab it.
I drive a Tesla.
That was not bad.
Yeah.
No, yeah, right.
That,
he'll get on Mars eventually.
That thing ends
yeah.
up being, like, the only remnants of human history. Like, if something happened to the thing we launched into space,
uh-huh.
what was it, the thing? With
the Voyager.
Voices of, yeah. If that somehow gets destroyed by whatever, and then, like, this car just gets out of orbit and floats away, and that's the only thing left about humanity,
they're
going to
think
that
is a sentient, like, that is the alien.
I'm okay with that.
The car.
That's a pretty good achievement for humanity.
I mean,
the car?
Voyager is a little bit better, I would say, but it's still.
It does say on the somewhere on there. It says like made on Earth by humans or something to that
with
effect.
Oh, that's so good.
No,
that doesn't mean anything.
Probably just like
to
with
aliens,
a headshot of Elon
made
Musk.
Made on Earth by humans.
You think they're gonna be able to read English?
Yeah.
Like no, but like with math, like some type of math equation that like.
It could be like an arrival situation.
Because math is the universal language.
Yeah, but they don't. Well,
but what if it's not? What if like they come and they're like, oh yeah, everything you thought about math is wrong.
What if feelings are the emotional?
Because we don't understand like how quantum physics and regular physics are like come together.
Isn't that still math though?
Yeah, but we don't understand how they. Yeah,
like we're just sending out like essentially like elementary school level math.
Yeah,
but it's still like math. Like yeah, surely they would be able
to figure that
out. 2
plus 2 is still 4, I think. Hopefully.
Maybe.
In math. in alien math. You guys ever studied alien math?
No, not yet. I was going to.
So I saw a thing today. Let me pull that. Hold on. I saw a thing today that there's a spinoff show happening for a show I don't watch called Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. You ever watch Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Okay. So there's a spinoff show for Grey's Anatomy.
I just learned that it was is it still going?
I think so.
Jesus.
Yeah, I heard that too, and I like because my mom still watches it, and I was like, "What do you mean still watches it? Like reruns?"
It's like ER. It's just like on.
Yeah.
So there's a spinoff show. I can't find it. There's a spinoff show. I think it's called Station 19, and it's about a bunch of firefighters. My question is, at what point does a spinoff not become a spinoff anymore and just becomes
its own show?
Its own show. It is not set in a hospital. It's set in a fire.
Based on like. A character who was frequently in Grey's Anatomy.
Right, but if you just take one character and you just like put him in a new show and you're like, okay, this is a spinoff of that show, but it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I guess that's all it takes.
If it's based
in
the same if it's based in the same universe, it's a spinoff show.
So I guess that's like, but a lot of those shows just take place in our universe, you know?
Yeah.
Like any show that
like
just takes
place.
But
you know that the characters from Grey's Anatomy can show up in that world.
Yeah,
and
interesting.
It's fine. Then is it?
But are there spinoff? Do you guys know of any spinoff shows that are better than the shows that they originally came from?
Okay. It got canceled, so obviously the world didn't think it was better, but I thought it was better. Bones had a spinoff.
Oh.
It was based in.
It did?
Yeah. It had a spinoff. It was these detectives in the Keys. They lived in the Keys, and. The characters from Bones would occasionally show up from it to kind of like.
What
make
was the
sure
show called?
I forget, but it was real. I liked it. It was about like a guy who was kind of really smart, but he had like a PTSD situation where the stakes were. It's like whatever it is that affected his brain is that once he has a problem, he has to solve it, and if he does not solve the thing,
he'll die.
Like essentially, he kind of goes nuts.
Oh, okay.
So he has to solve the thing. So if he gets on a case, everyone's concerned when he takes on cases because if he can't solve the case,
then he's gonna go into a
manic he'll just kind of like just he'll go like it's just be bad, and so he rarely does it, but he does. Obviously, he takes on these cases, and so it was him. It was the guy who from the Green Mile, who I think he passed away.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the show's name, The Finder.
The Finder.
The show.
Okay, so we just had the audio cut out on us for like 20 minutes, and Star just did that off the cuff. Just we listened to the audio, and then Star just did it.
Reveal the secrets.
We don't hide anything here. In fact, if you want to know what happened in between, go on YouTube.
Because the camera didn't stop.
No, it didn't stop, and I'm not going to edit that out. That's too much work. The editor is not going
to
do that.
We had to find the two positions we were in and then like come back and
morph. Yeah, no, that wasn't do a morph cut.
We found it during the break. It's called The Finder.
It was, I mean, mind you, it was a really cheesy series. It was a Sherlock wannabe show.
Right, sure.
It was very like
13 episodes.
Look at his unique ways of figuring things out. The nurse or the other the love interest from House, that doctor lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think she was in it as like his either cop psychologist person or whatever. Like, I don't know. I just thought it was a pretty well-rounded cast. I thought it was interesting. The location was different because it was like the Keys.
Yeah.
And like he had to keep driving up to Miami, and I'm like, man, you really make that drive. Like in the show, obviously they like do quick cuts, and he's like, he's in Miami now, and I'm like, man, you really make that drive all the time, huh?
That's when people do shows about LA, and they show like, they're driving. All right, I'm gonna go to my friend's house, and then you have B-roll of like the Hollywood sign, and then like the Venice Beach,
yeah,
and
you're
and like, then like
no,
Griffith
man.
Park. I'm like, that's
that took you 6 hours to do that, shit.
Like that scene in La La Land,
yeah,
where they do the whole dancing around LA thing.
Yeah, and you're like.
literally impossible. In that yeah. You couldn't physically get to all these. And yeah. the one they're dancing around where you're like, oh, that's cute. And, you know, you'll see some of them. And, like,
yeah.
like people like my girlfriend that aren't familiar with L.A., they're like, we should go to all these places. And I'm like, well, let's not. Because some of those are, like, in Watts. And yeah. I'd rather not go there.
It'd be cool to do, like, a cut of that, of showing, like, doing the part of the song where they're there and then cut and show the drive. And just
yeah.
So one of my favorite YouTube sketch channels.
Back to the next
perfect.
Part.
Yeah.
There's a, one of my favorite YouTube sketch channels. Chris and Jack.
I think you showed us some.
I might have shown you some because I'm obsessed with these guys. Yeah. Yeah, we did watch a bunch of them. The White Room where the guy
yes.
dies. But they did this one called, like, In Between the Montage. Uh-huh. So it starts with, like, this 10-second montage of them, like, you know, it's like when they're, like, first things first, we're gonna track him when he comes out of the building, and it's like taking shots of him, and they're yeah. like, we flag his car, and it's like the whole day, and then it like rewinds, and it's uh-huh. just like them in the car driving. But the guy, the whole gimmick was that one of them is not telling the other guy what's happening, so like the montage is cut together, but he literally delivered those lines that
yeah.
way. So he'd be like, he's like, first thing we're gonna do, he's like, all right, let's get in my car. And he's like, first thing we're going to do is what? And he's like, I'll tell you.
I'll
they just come, and yeah. they're like just driving for like 20 minutes. And he's like, are you, like, where are we going? And he's like, it's going to be great. And then they finally get there, like after like 5 minutes of driving. And he's like, comes out of this building, and like picks up right where he would be. It's really funny.
That's those amazing. Wait, is that a show?
What's that?
Is that a show? Is that
it's a,
like
they just
show?
Upload a YouTube video like every week. They do a different
oh,
sketch.
Interesting.
They're brilliant. Like every video they do is so funny.
So I found a list of spinoff shows
oh,
that
yeah,
I didn't know
ahead.
Were spinoff shows.
Before yeah. I want to lay down one because
okay.
I want to
yeah,
prove
yeah.
my spinoff
knowledge.
Frasier is
yeah,
a spinoff.
Is a spinoff
yeah,
show.
Okay.
Yeah,
Cheers.
I have heard that.
I have not watched Frasier. I keep being
Neither
told I.
I
should go back and see
it's
it.
It's good. I like it.
The one that was the most surprising for me on this list, yeah, Frasier's on this list, the Jeffersons, Morgan
Jeffersons.
And Mindy.
The Jeffersons, really?
Yeah,
yeah they were a spinoff of All in the Family.
Oh. Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff.
What were they a spinoff? Laverne and Shirley?
Let me look. Laverne and Shirley were spinoffs of Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
And then does that count? Like, would they count the ones that started on another show? Like, did
I mean,
The Simpsons
Source
start?
Was a
yeah,
spin-off?
So that's the one that was the most surprising to me was The Simpsons because it was on
The Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the one that makes sense, but that I didn't even think of is The Colbert Report.
Right.
Yeah.
That is
true.
That is a great spinoff.
That is a great spinoff.
That is a great.
There you go.
That might even be better. I might almost like that better than Daily Show.
Daily Show.
I don't know. Too. Sometimes I did. Sometimes
to
I didn't.
Me,
that's how it was. Yeah.
A,
yeah.
It was such a set. Like me, I had like watching one without the other felt weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It sort of was like a great partnership.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
opposed to like. One competing against the
There's definitely times when you're like, oh, I can't wait for Colbert Report.
Right.
But then you're like, ooh, okay, I'm glad that The Daily Show's here to give me just kind of the straight without the act.
Right,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Right.
That Colbert does.
Well, because it was fun because it was a... Because he was... I mean, he plays a character that is himself a parody of the people that he... Like, he's playing a parody
he's walking
of
satire.
Fox News.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's walking satire, but... But he also knows in the show that he's playing that satire.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty,
which is why I like that, because he was like, I always felt that The Daily Show was more of a political show, like with some comedy weaved in.
Yeah.
Right.
And Colbert's was kind of the opposite. It was like a gimmick, like it was a joke. And then it would just happen to be about politics.
Right.
But I like that because he wasn't like, because he was playing someone kind of on the opposite side of the aisle from his personal beliefs, like he really kind of wasn't very partisan at all as a result. Like, he kind of just made a farce of everybody.
Yeah.
Unrelated
yeah.
to like actual political views. It was
yeah.
just everything was a joke.
Yeah.
Which I actually kind of enjoyed because it was like a nice break from just like headbutting all the time.
Yeah, from just making fun of
yeah.
the other side. Which he was, but he would also say things and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like it was, I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was a really brilliant way to like
communicate.
Well,
I mean, he's liberal, but he's like a conservative liberal.
Yeah.
Like he's very Catholic.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, very Catholic.
But he also kind of has become like the late night voice of like anti Trump. Discourse, like
yeah.
he very
well,
much
all,
made that his
all
platform.
Of them are.
That's true, though.
But he speaks.
Except Jimmy, not Jimmy Kimmel, the other one,
Fallon.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who he's Fallon's kind of fucked up.
Why? Because he keeps his distance.
Well, because he hasn't bounced back from having Trump on his show and messing with his hair.
Mm.
Like as a result of that, like trying to stay middle grounded and like doing what the traditional-esque kind of thing to do when you're a late night host, which is like try to appease everybody.
Yeah.
Especially the Tonight Show.
That just backfired on him because the climate we're in, you can't really take a middle ground.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
It's just, it was like an unfortunate, like, thing to try to be like, we're going to try to be middle.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I used to watch. Go ahead.
I was going to say, because Colbert's, last report I saw was beating everyone else in the ratings. So,
and oh, really?
To
really?
Your point, it seems like taking that angle has kind of been successful for him.
Well, yeah.
And he has like a great voice and point of reason, Colbert, that, you know, he doesn't just criticize for the sake of criticism. Like, he has things that kind of back up what he's saying.
He's got good writers.
Yeah. Talking about TV shows, Sandra says, asked us, if you could be written into any TV show, which one would it be? And what would your character's name, or what would you like your character's arc to be?
We go with first thought?
Yeah.
First, okay, without thinking hard about it at all, my first thought was Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one.
Like, I was just like, what show would I want to be on right now? And I'm like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I'm like, please put me on that show. I don't care as what, just whatever it is. I want to, like, let me be Gina's, like, weird, like, half-sister or something. Like, I want to be around that cast.
Yeah,
like,
that's a great one.
Like, a fun time on that set.
I didn't think you were going to say Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I didn't think I was going to say it either, but it was like, what's, like, that was immediately the first thought on my head. I was just like, I want to hang out with those people.
Who'd be as your best friend?
Like, as characters and as, like, actors, like, they just seem like great people.
Who'd be your best friend?
Okay. Character-wise,
yeah.
Character-wise, I'd probably be the person who like would want to like be friends with Rosa, but I'd be scared of her.
Okay.
And as a result, I'd probably end up hanging out with Boyle because I wouldn't know how to like not be nice, like mean enough to be like, I don't really want to hang out with you, but like you're nice to me.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, genuinely a nice person. It's just like, well, you're nice to me, and I don't really know anybody, so I guess I'll hang out.
You and Boyle and his son, what's his name? Yapshnip?
Mikonov. Nikola.
Yeah.
Like, it would be, like, one of those where I'm like, I guess I'm... and then I would eventually, like, figure out a way to, like... I'd probably end up becoming friends with Amy at some point. Yeah. And then it'd be like, that's where I would probably settle.
Yeah.
Even though I'd be like, Rosa, she's so cool. She's like super cool.
You'd have an episode with her.
She's scared.
When you two are like stranded on the island or something.
Like, based on like how she is, she's so cool, but she's like, man, she's like, until she like brings her puppy or something to work, and then it'd be like, all right, I have an in.
Yeah.
I'm going to go make friends with that puppy.
I don't think I'd like, I think I would like being on that show. I don't think I'd like working in that police station.
Are you kidding? It's like the best.
No, it's the worst.
Here's the thing. They're all, what the show is a good, what they make a good point, they all are good at their jobs. Like,
yeah,
they're actually are
they're
genuinely.
Reckless.
They do get things
they're
done.
They're so reckless, though.
But they solve the case.
But they're incredibly reckless.
But they're not, though. They're not. Like, one character is actually truly reckless. The rest of them actually just do their jobs. And even the reckless guy, he does his job well. Like, he doesn't. Try to like the only person who fucks over for the most part is usually just him.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't fuck over his friends or anything
like
that.
Have you seen Angie Tribeca?
No,
I haven't watched it. I watched like one episode
with
a friend of mine when I was over at their house, and I was like, "What the fuck is this show?"
I have, yeah.
It is.
What is the show?
So Andrew Tribe- crazy. Okay, you want to describe it?
I don't know if I can.
Okay,
I mean,
I'll help you.
Yeah,
I mean,
have you seen like Naked Gun or
Major
League? Or anything
yeah,
like
I just
that?
Watched the whole. TV series that The Naked Gun is based on, The Police Files or Police Squad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a series. It's a show that he did. Was like it's a condensed version. It's amazing. Anyways,
well, so that's it's kind of like the, Steve Carell and his wife made a show that was based and inspired off of those type of movies.
Okay,
and so basically, yeah, I mean, it's just
it's a cop show.
Yeah, it's a cop show,
and but it is highly. Like surreal
and absurd
mm-hmm. Like the one guy's like I just remember there was a scene where they were these two cops were having an argument in an office about a thing, and he's like how do you not see this, and he goes something about like not being able to see it, and then they cut to him in his still in his office chair, but he has like one of those optometrist things that measure like how well you can see, and he's like, next one, yeah, that one's right, and then it just cuts away, and you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
it's just
it's very
it's
absurdist
and
weird.
No, not at all. No, I just that reminded me of Brooklyn Nine-Nine reminded me to talk about Andy Tribeca because I've never watched it. I wondered what people's reactions were to it. Because it was, like, so absurdist that it was funny, but it was, like, so over the top that I almost... You had to suspend your disbelief entirely. They knew they were making a TV show. That's what it feels like.
And it's also not done... They're not hamming it up.
No.
Things are done with a straight face.
Right.
So, like, can you not see this? No, I can't. And then they pull out their eyeball.
Right.
It's like, this, my eyeball.
My eyeballs were lost in the war. Like, that's what it, and they have, like fake eyeballs on the table.
Right.
Something. And you're just like, what? You've been in every episode, and they'll just put them back in, and then they just continue the whole scene.
Yeah.
They
had one
episode.
I think they had one episode where, like, this thing,
like, fun.
It actually does.
Like, a bear comes and attacks everybody and kills somebody, and, like, oh no, it was just a person in a suit. And then the whole arc of the season is this person's trying to become, like, a detective or, like, a sergeant or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was all, like, a ruse just to, like, get somebody to buy them cake or something like that. You know, it's like the whole season didn't mean anything. And just, like, in the end, it was, like,
it's pretty great.
The threat of, like, this bear they were catching wasn't real. It was
That's
a person in
great.
A suit. Everyone who you think is dead are actually just in on it. You know, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. You just have to watch it.
Like, the one that I was watching that I watched was about, like, infiltrating basically, like, the lifeguards were selling drugs.
Uh-huh.
And so he had to become a lifeguard. Like, one of them had to become a lifeguard.
Okay.
But then he got, like, wrapped up in the lifeguard life. And they were, like, just a bunch of bros. And it was – but then they were also selling drugs. And it was so absurd and weird that I got lost halfway through it. And then it found me again. And I was like, I feel like I'm in an ocean, which is, I think, is what they were trying to
do. I think you should be a part of the show. I think this should be your show, Spencer.
It's the show that I want to be in is Always Sunny. That's what I want to be in.
You did say that, yeah.
I would love to. Not as if that world is real, because if that world was real and I was in it, it would be a terrifying hellscape of a world.
Right.
But, like, I would love to be in or write for that show. That
Who
show
would you be,
is.
If you were in, like, essentially make your fanfic character now, if you are in there, what would happen?
I think I would be Charlie's reasonable older cousin.
Aw, that's the best.
And I'd, like, try and take care of him as he's, like, writing his new masterpiece or whatever.
But
and
then, like, what's wrong
okay,
with
okay,
you, though?
Yeah. Listen, I got a great
But what's wrong with you, though?
I think that I have rickets, and I'm just real sick. And so Charlie's taking care of me, and I'm taking care of him.
And you know you're going to die in the series.
Yeah, no, like, that's I'm going to die, and so I've moved in with Charlie. And I'm trying to, like, guide him to be his, to write his magnum opus before
Frank
I pass.
Frank isn't going
to
be happy about that.
No.
He'll probably kill you.
Yeah, because I have rickets.
He's probably trying to, like, enhance it, like, to make you die sooner.
Either that or I have, like, extremely early onset Alzheimer's.
Oh, no!
I'm just constantly forgetting, but Charlie always forgets, too.
Yeah.
And so we're just this mess of, like, always forgetting things.
I don't know.
That's real fucked up, but it just is the first thing
that
came to mind.
That's what the show is, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, that's what I think what I would do.
What was the first thing that came to mind, Luis? It's the easiest way to answer these.
Potato.
Potato was the first thing. I want to be on the show Potato.
What show do you want to be on?
Potato. Peaches. I don't know. Danny, what about you? The guest.
I don't know. I don't feel like I have a good answer either. You guys both went for kind of comedies, which I feel like I wouldn't fit on any of the comedies that... Like, my first thought was Westworld.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Did you like the new trailer?
I did. Like, I liked it in that, like, I don't, like, know it's anything. Just kind of teases.
So I didn't watch
it,
and I don't want to watch it.
It might as well have been the song from the last episode. It's on Spotify. You could probably listen to that. It's just
the music. Yeah,
the
I'd
music.
Be fine
they
that.
Redid a Kanye song in like the old school piano thing.
Oh, cool!
And it's very dramatic and really.
It almost
cool.
seems like they made a scene that doesn't is not going to be.
It's
in,
a true teaser in the sense of like it's show. A character who's clearly not going to say those lines in the show. They are talking to you, the audience.
Oh, cool!
And like you're getting like. You know, like a lot of action-y and just stunning visuals. Like, look at this landscape. You're looking at Westworld again, and then you're like, and there's some violence, and then the tease of like, shit's gonna go down.
Over like the last 2 years, I've made a hard swing from like not caring about if I saw a trailer, not caring. Like, I'd just watch any of the trailers that came out. I didn't care. Yeah. Into, like, really caring if I see a trailer and not wanting
thing.
To... Well, not... I do not want it. I don't want the teaser trailer.
You don't
I don't want
anything.
Any of it. I want nothing. And I think it's influenced from you because you were like... I want to know nothing when I walk into
the
theater.
Yeah.
And then I did that with him. I can't remember what movie it was, but I did it with some movie, and I was like, this was the best experience I've ever had with a movie.
So right.
Yeah.
So, I did that with the last season of Game of Thrones. I didn't watch anything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I'm so happy I did, because after the season, I went back and watched the trailer. And I was like, I'm so glad I didn't watch this, because
yeah.
there were so many... Just
oh, like
knowing...
the previews for the next episode?
Yeah. Because I always feel like, and whenever I go into a movie, at a certain point, like, I don't know, two-thirds, you know,
right.
into the movie... I just start remembering the scenes that I haven't seen yet, and I'm like, okay, well, I know then that this is inevitably going to finish in, like, a volcano or whatever
yeah.
it is, because I saw that in the trailer, and it hasn't happened yet. And then it just changes the whole way I'm watching the end of the movie.
In the back of your mind, you have those scenes already ready. Like, okay, there's that one, there's that one, there's that one. You have, like, a little checklist.
Yeah,
of things
exactly.
that you saw. Yeah.
I generally, at this point, I only watch the teasers now. And
yeah.
as soon as, like, official trailer comes out, unless I really don't care, like, I'm going to watch all the Star Wars ones because I'm, like, I'm a fan, but I'm not, like, I don't...
I saw the Solo
I don't
one.
The,
yeah. I'll
I
watch
need...
the first one
for
oh,
the
movie that
Solo
I'm really
one.
Hyped
I
for.
It. I watched
the
Solo
I will say
just,
that the Solo...
It's literally just flashes of the characters like, this guy's in it, this guy's
no,
in it, this guy's in it.
I wouldn't
this
watch
guy's
it if I were you. If you really don't
want to
see it...
I don't want
I
to.
I would say don't watch it.
See, for well, me,
it
like,
I think it does reveal some
the
stuff.
The Solo one or the Westworld
the Solo
one?
One.
The Westworld one truly
does
it.
I don't think,
yeah. It's just... You kind of almost see the same, like the ending scene
from last
from
season.
The last one, like
yeah,
the continuation
like,
of like what's going
the
on.
The entire Westworld trailer would take place like in the next minute of where the last season ended. So,
but yeah, just
yeah.
don't watch it.
But
yeah, but,
yeah there's
yeah.
no point.
Solo. Oh man,
Solo.
I had a point. Like Game of Thrones, I'm gonna watch all those things because I don't have like belief in the writers. Being,
oh, see,
like,
I'm staying
amazing.
Far away from those.
So I'm kind of yeah. like, yeah, spoil me, whatever. It's not the books. The books are the true story, whatever. Like, show me everything.
But what if
I haven't looked up anything with Black Panther.
Same.
I haven't looked up anything with Black Panther
oh,
except.
I've seen all the trailers for Black
no,
Panther.
No, no, I refuse. I'm like, no, I think I saw the teaser
Luis,
and I was just like,
beat
I'm
by
good.
Beat breakdown of every
That's
trailer,
great.
Real quick. Just walk us through every visual and story beat.
Okay, so what happens is.
But I did watch, like, the premiere red carpet stuff. Like I watched, like.
Oh, yeah, the. Yeah, the.
And
how
I was
they
like,
had
oh, okay, so I kind of know who's in it. That's about
yeah.
it because, like, I'm going to know who's in it.
You know what?
But I don't know anything about
it. I feel
like
sometimes that's a bit more spoilery, too.
And I saw, like, one spoilery image because I follow nerd shit about, like, Captain America.
I didn't watch any of the Black Panther trailers, but I watched the Infinity War trailer. And
I haven't seen that at all. I don't know
oh,
anything.
I watched that
so
one.
I guess I won't go
I'll
into it.
One.
But in some ways, I'm just like, well, wait a minute. Doesn't there's several movies that are happening before this movie? So like anything that I see in the Infinity War trailer
is
kind of reflects on the other movies that,
yeah,
that are coming around it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I only know like wait what was there's
Solo? Solo.
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 So the trailer for Solo, I have one gripe about it.
Why?
I have many, but go ahead.
Well, you're right. Does anyone bother by the Solo title?
Like
reveal?
Literally the name of the title or the way that it animates?
The graphics, the way that it's animated? I feel like it's pretty basic.
I didn't pay
basic.
Attention too hard to it.
Yeah, it's not.
It looks like
pretty.
You just like typed it up in After Effects, made the keyframes, and said go, and then it just did the move.
Oh, I
like,
just
there's
see,
no
I
texture.
Only I also think
yeah,
my
really
new
wasn't.
Rule is I only
I
watch
know,
trailers
very...
once. Mm. I don't rewatch.
I rewatched, and I was like, I don't know. There's no depth.
Did you guys see the Game of Thrones creators? Are
yes,
a Star Wars, and
helming
I was just
a
like,
Star Wars saga.
I'm like, all right, somebody,
what?
I
yeah,
think,
movies.
Wait, but what's his name? The guy who Rian Johnson.
Yeah,
is
separate
also
from that.
What?
They're doing
it's
another,
like another
one.
Yeah, one. Like,
they're
one.
Making two different sagas.
Yeah,
Jesus
plus
Christ.
The rest of the spinoffs.
Oh my God!
Somebody was saying, not somebody. Danny Fernandez twittered saying, like,
Danny.
Oh, finally see tits on Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
seriously, they should do a couple like rated R ones.
Yeah, they
like,
should.
Really gritty.
Do you need it though? I mean, I feel like.
Well, do you need like any of these spinoffs?
Yeah,
really?
No, you don't at all.
But it's one of. I will say, Star Wars is one of those franchises that, in my head, I'm like it. Like it feels like it's for kids.
Yeah.
Adults happen to be really into it, but I feel like at its core, it's still for children.
Yeah.
Which is why I excuse like all the like why none of it makes sense sometimes. I'm like, oh, this isn't for me. It's for like the 12-year-old.
Wait, I remember. Did you like The Last Jedi?
This is treacherous waters here.
No,
I
it's
didn't
not,
like
it's
it.
Not
I didn't like it.
I loved it.
See, you're disproving my point. What
I mean by that is that you can have whatever opinion you want to have, because clearly all three of us have different opinions about the movie.
I was gonna say, this is Danny going, you know what, like, movies are a thing, and, like, you know, opinions the most political are there, answer.
This is me, right. They're... This is previous conversations about The Last Jedi flashing, like, Vietnam memories. yeah, I know. It's weird, just as a side note, that, like, The Last Jedi has become, like, the, like, so who'd you vote for in the election? Right. You know, you're kind of just like, there's good and bad things. There's a balance
between the good and the bad.
I thought it was okay. Like,
yeah, I think that's how I feel too.
Yeah.
We talked about
that.
No,
you hate it, Spencer.
No, I didn't hate it. I just didn't.
You either have to love something or hate it. That's how it works now.
You sound like DJ.
Yeah,
that's what he would always say. Like, you either have to look, not seriously, like, jokingly. Yeah, you either have to look at it.
He'd add a pound to it.
Yeah, he'd add a pound to it. Yeah. Okay. So, what did you not like, and what did you like?
So, like, okay. So, I thought the scenes that were really good in the movie were, like, some of the best from the entire franchise.
Yeah.
Like obviously the scene in the throne room was incredible.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And I personally loved the Yoda scene.
Yes.
And I thought there was some really cool, like, visual stuff, like with the warp speed crash and things like that. But I also, this to me, I had kind of the same thing that happened to me with the last season of Game of Thrones, like specifically with, like, the Ice Lake battle, which
I haven't seen.
Hasn't seen the last one.
The whole season?
He hasn't seen the last season.
I'm on season 3 right now.
Oh, you can't spoil it.
Well, okay. There's
a battle.
But basically, without going into the details.
Wait. Yeah, so I saw behind the scenes. They're having battle on, like, a frozen lake. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I won't spoil anything about it.
That's fine.
But basically, the idea that, like, even if the scene ends up being cool, like, I didn't really like the way we got here, so it's kind of tainted.
Right.
You know, like, I felt like that a little bit.
Interesting, yeah.
About, that's kind of how I felt where we're at now, without spoiling anything in Game of Thrones. I'm kind of just like, I'm happy with where we are, I just wish we had taken a different path here.
Yeah.
But that was a little bit about how I felt with The Last Jedi, where I'm kind of like, I liked a lot of stuff, but I felt like some of the moments were a little tainted.
That's exactly how I feel about the latest Game of Thrones. It's because I'm like, I could tell what plot points you got from George R. R. Martin, where it's like,
the end in mind.
This is where these characters are going
to
be.
I can't wait till you catch up so we can. My goal.
Like, I could see, like, the pinpoints where it's just like, this has to be here, this has to be here, this has to be here.
I want
to
rewatch our last season.
But how to get there,
like,
he was just like,
season.
Fuck it.
I overall did
want.
Too. But I actually did see an interview, like, after, like, the last image of the season. They're like, we knew we wanted to end the season on this shot. And I'm like, but. So, like, clearly they started with the last scene, and then they kind of had to, like, force some things in to get there.
Right.
Which
is not always
bad, but sometimes you can, like, see around
the edges.
It's
like a little too... Right.
Now we have to talk about Potter so we isolate Luis, and then we have to talk about something else to isolate me, and then around.
What can we talk about that'll isolate you?
Usually, like, when you guys talk about books.
Books?
Dark Matter? You read Dark Matter?
See, yeah, that book. No. I haven't read Dark Matter, so you guys talk about it.
You gotta read Dark Matter.
What is Dark Matter?
It's a book. I'll lend it to you on audiobook. You can listen to it on your way here, because I know you have a drive like I have. You'll get through it in, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
With how
it's
how,
like,
crazy.
I mean, I can't even. I don't even know.
I don't even think you should
say anything.
Okay. You shouldn't even know anything
you
going
on. I know you'll like. We'll know
you
like it.
Yeah, you will like it.
Okay. Have you guys read the newest book by the guy that wrote The Martian or listened to
it?
No,
I've heard it's bad.
He has a new one out?
Yeah, he has another one. I wanted to get your guys' opinion because I haven't listened to it.
I've heard it's not good, but I haven't read it.
Okay.
I just heard it's not as good as The Martian.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Because if you go in like, I got another Martian, like that quality.
Well, The Martian's going to be hard to top because it's written like blog posts.
Yeah.
So it's a really easy, fast, but yet fascinating read because it's like a scientist writing blog posts. Mm-hmm.
And it's also that same problem that a lot of people face and that I know I've faced as well, just in the creative stuff that I've done, and that, like, you spend, like, he probably spent at least 5 years making that book, just, like, from conception to, like, actually getting it published.
Yeah.
And then they're like, turn the next one around in 2 years.
Right. That's what they say about music. They say you have your whole life to write your first album and a year to write the second.
And so that's why you have that sophomore slump.
Yep.
And so I feel that, too. Like, I'll work on something, and I'll work on it a long time and get the first one done and be like, This is something I'm really proud of because I did the and then I get to the second one, I'm like, well, that one isn't as good because I didn't work on it for
a year. You rushed it. Yeah.
That's why you work on all the things at all the time.
Yeah.
All of the things. And then you burn out. Then you burn out. You're trying to work on all your ideas at the same time because you don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
That's what's hard.
That's as what's I hard like to... sit here and go, I'm like, oh, I have too many thoughts.
I used to have a bad view of like network shows, like shows that were on CBS, ABC, CW, NBC, like all those type of shows. And then I started hearing, you know, I started hearing other people's point of view about what they liked about it. And then I started seeing that like taste and preference made a big influence on those things. You know what I mean? And they were able to excuse maybe like the bad story plot or the bad acting or the bad cinematography or whatever, you know? And then I started to think about, or really I heard the podcast from Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad. And they tell me how difficult it is to make 13 episodes in a year.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, it's a lot of thoughts, but bear with me. And then I'm thinking about shows and networks that have to make 23 episodes.
Yeah.
And how, like, much, like, they don't have time to make anything. It's basically you're getting second or third drafts of these stories, and they have to go up right away.
Yep.
And so you don't have things that are really, like, nice and developed. And think about this for movies, too. You're given, you know, all these Marvel and DC movies are given a year to write something and to put it up. But all these good movies take 3 years, 4 years to write and to construct. And so it's just amazing to me, and it's more of just a case study to see how people handle that time crunch.
Yeah.
And you almost have to take that into account when you're watching those network shows.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not given the luxury or the time to really construct or make layers into it. They're like, okay, we know these beats work. We know that we have to hit these marks. And we know that it'll inspire people for people who are into this stuff.
And that's
if you're into
you
crime drama, you're going to like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we'll make you enjoy the ride. But for people who aren't in it, into they're not that. Going to.
Yeah.
Which because it seems basic.
That kinda, that's why when you see a show that does all of it and it hits all the points, you're like, how the fuck
do you
do that? Well, that's like,
yeah,
that,
the ones
that's
like the J.K. Rowling's that just have that image.
You have like a perfect orchestration where everything is in sync. You know what I mean? Like you treat it, I like to treat it like music where everything flows together. There isn't like a wonky part that you can excuse. You know, like, oh, well, I like movies about elves or I like stuff about space. I can forgive that. But no, when everything comes together, beautifully sings. And that's like the winner.
It's hard.
I was going to say that's what worries me a little bit about the next season of Westworld, which is I felt like they spent so much time weaving everything together in the first season.
I don't expect the next season to be good.
Yeah. And I'm like,
they just took a year break. That's it.
Yeah, that was took a little bit longer. They had to do. They took a bit. It was supposed to come back sooner, but they had a bunch of rewrite stuff they wanted. So they went back to try to go like, oh, we need to not.
Well, they did that on the first season too.
Yeah,
I don't know if they did. I didn't hear about the second season, but I know on the first season they had to stop production for like months and just rewrite the last like episode. I don't know what it was, like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or something.
Yeah,
they rewrote that entire
thing. I assume that's because
they
were like figuring out later seasons and they were like, oh, this is a better thing than what we
had. Yeah, but they have been teasing, I guess, even when the first season was happening, like things about later seasons. So hopefully that means that they have some sort of plan for it all. But
like, I'm expecting it to just be hard. I'm still going to be interested because it's still going to be like robots and AI. That whole concept
the world is so cool.
Like, that's going to be interesting on its own. It's going to be gorgeous. The soundtrack's going to be great. So even if the story's kind of like meh, I think all the other stuff, at least for me, will keep me interested enough to go like, okay, I'll keep watching.
Yeah.
Would you guys go to Westworld if
you had
money?
Yeah.
I would definitely go.
Yes.
Would you go?
How would you play
it? You would go.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go.
I'm answering for you. You're going.
Like, you're going to be the Logan and he's like the Man in Black.
Yeah.
You're going to ruin him.
But I just wonder like if knowing what I know about like Jurassic Park and things like that, I know that there would be hesitant as much as I like want to go really bad. Like a part of me just and I think it's because I'm thinking about it as a show and not as like a real
thing.
Yeah,
thing.
Like Disney's Westworld opens in Orlando.
And it's all AI that look like people and walk like people and talk like people. And I'm like, oh, well, they're just robots.
Yeah.
Like that's what I would think. But like, I think if it was if looking at it as a show, I would be hesitant to go.
Spencer,
looking at it as
2 years in.
Spencer, it's a Potter world.
Yeah, I know.
So what if you had the choice between?
No. What I'm saying,
is, I know
what you're saying.
So I'm coming in.
Are you going?
I know what you're saying.
Are you going?
That's what I mean by I know.
So let's say you had the choice between any of the Westworld variants. What would you choose?
Of the ones they have?
Not like, or just anyone imaginable.
It is.
I would try to, tend to pick one that's maybe like more D&D based. Mm-hmm. I think that would be super fun.
Something more medieval or something more fantasy?
Fantasy.
Okay.
Like, give me some elves and dwarves. And, like, because you're making the things, make the things. And because the Western, like, I'd go if that's the only option, but that's not the world that would necessarily appeal to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give me.
So you would want something that's more like a fantasy and less historical?
Give me a world. If I'm paying so much money, let's go all out, you know? So a fantasy type world or a Potter world would be kind of interesting in the sense of like, but it would also still kind of feel too real. Like it'd be too modern. Mm-hmm. So maybe like a King Arthur time period Potter world.
With dragons.
Like,
I just want to show up. I want to walk in and have the door closed behind me. If I'm going to do it, I want to walk in, have the door closed behind me. And then I look back and doesn't look like there's a door there.
Uh-huh.
And then I look out and it's just like a whole alien world.
Mm.
That's what I want. I just want to live in like.
I'd be tempted to do a space situation. Place. Like, okay, now you're.
I don't want to be in space on a ship. Like, I want to be on a planet.
I'd be tempted to be on a space like ship, but village. It would feel like it would be like Wally meets the Enterprise, and I don't know how much fun I would have on that because it's essentially being on a big cruise ship.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I think being on a planet where you could go out and explore like. The alien
like
jungle.
Avatar.
But it could be part of it. It's like it docks and it's like now you have to explore this world. Like maybe like the cruise ship part is like the first 3 days of the vacation.
Right.
To get you used to space.
Yeah,
and everything.
Maybe it is
and
like a cruise
you
where you dock on multiple
planets. And then you're
planets.
On the alien planet. Because like you know how they have the train going in?
Yeah.
So it's like maybe like that train. Because they have like that little world with the spa and like the hotel like where it's like you decompress.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like the spaceship's the decompression.
Oh, that's cool.
Prepping area.
Yeah.
And then you land on your alien land.
I saw a car driving in front of me on the way to work 2 days ago, I think. And it was like a van. It was like one of those transport vans. Like not the big ones, but the ones that are like. It doesn't really matter, but it's one of the small, it's like boxcar things. It's like a transport van. Anyway, it was all black, and across the top it said Matrix. And
okay.
I had an idea for how I want to do, because I wanted to do a Matrix,
Matrix
RPG
for
Essence. And so my thought was, what if we did the Matrix, but as a... Like, it was a place you could go as a theme park kind of thing, where, like,
so
you get plugged in.
You'd want to go to a Matrix Westworld?
I wouldn't want to. But I'm saying taking the idea of the Matrix and being, like, basically plugging you in to, like, taking everything about the Matrix and then...
So I'd learn Kung Fu.
Yeah, you could learn whatever.
That would work because with Westworld, like, say I want to be, like, a superhero. You know, I can't really do superhero things in a Westworld place because I can't fly.
Yeah.
I can't run fast. I can't whatever. I don't have the skills to like, I'm going to run out of breath in a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If someone chases me.
Yeah, that would be the one thing if you're in like
but
a
if you're in a Matrix,
world, you're like, you're a human. Like, there's no like, you're not going to be like, I'm a this
but
thing.
But if you're in a Matrix, I know how to do all these things and then I can just do it. That's the way to go.
It's kind of crossing in. What was that movie with, I'm totally blanking on it. The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that they.
Total Recall?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like it's a little bit of Total Recall.
Yeah, totally.
No. That movie
totally
scared me as a child.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With
terrifying.
The eyes,
yep.
Oh yeah,
that left
scars.
Yeah.
So I want to explore it because I think that'd be fun to like. It's sort of a Westworld Matrix.
That's the way
Ready
to go.
Player One crossover.
Mm.
You know, where it's like you're going into this world and you can be whatever you want in that world, but then there are problems and then we have to obviously we have to solve those problems.
You should do an RPG where there's just not problems. Like it's just a really
That's
pleasant journey.
So the closest I've gotten is I'm working on a Miyazaki one.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which just like super low.
Spirited Away?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, no, all of the Miyazaki films as like one universe, and we could sort of go to like wherever we want to go and be whatever kind of characters we want to be. So that's I'm working on that too, which would be really fun.
Well, I mean, Princess Mononoke had stakes.
It had stakes. It was scary, but I mean, you could go
that's
there
my
if
least
you wanted.
Favorite one.
But you could also just like live in. I mean, Spirited Away was still.
Spirited Away was pretty like an in-depth world.
It was pretty in-depth.
You could take that as a challenge. Try to come up with an RPG with the lowest. Possible real world stakes and try to make it as intense as you can.
Interesting as you
I
can.
I know how to make that right now.
Like, the cookies are burning.
You should run it.
I could make that right now. It would be, I would just make an anime. This, it's just like, everybody, you're now in high school. Everybody, you have a club that's like, doesn't have enough members. It's a really like simple ass club. Like, I don't know. Like, the club is
paper
is,
club.
There's so many animes that deal with this. There's the club of, we're all outcasts and we don't have friends club. There's the, we just want to make a band.
Right.
Club, and everyone just has to learn instruments. Like, just pick a thing where it's just like, we all want to learn this
rock,
like,
paper, scissor club.
Yeah. Basic skill. Yeah, it could be that. And we don't have enough members. And the whole season is just trying to get one more member and getting a teacher to approve the band. And then you just go through school and you're hanging out and your problems are like, oh man, we have to do something for the festival. What are we going to do? And then you just do it and it's fine.
And then a murder happens.
No, nothing happens. Nothing bad happens. You just hang out and become friends and you eat cake.
But there's a conspiracy in the school.
Nope. There's an episode where you explore a haunted house for some reason. There's an episode that deals with New Year. There's a beach episode because you always have to go to the beach because it's summer. There's an episode where there's Christmas, and Christmas is kind of like their Valentine's Day, so like that's the kind of thing there. And even then, nothing happens. Everyone just gets chocolate, and it's fine.
See, but that sounds so boring to me.
Oh, it's the best. It's so sweet and calming. Oh, it's so
calming.
Good.
That's what Star wants. A calming.
The festival show. And like what you're gonna do and how like your class thinks sense. and maybe maybe you have to deal with something with the class president, like, you know, it's great.
I'm already half asleep. anyway, let me look up. We have
how amazing would it be
as you
look for questions?
Yeah.
How amazing would it be if Westworld was actually Potter World, and someone's like,
I would go so fast.
You know, you would have the Westworld, like, it's basically the same thing, but with the skin of Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because the wands would work.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to go there. But you have this, like, dark and dreary Harry Potter thing, and everything goes wrong. But you have to go through the sorting hat process, and you have to go through the houses, and then things start breaking, down.
Danny, what's your house?
Like, from the quiz?
Yeah.
From Pottermore quiz.
I think Gryffindor.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys, come on.
I expect everybody to be Ravenclaw here. No. When everyone's not, I'm just kind of like taking a
pass. Well, this is a Gryffindor version.
Fucking, you guys are us, though. You guys are just as nerdy as we are. And it's just like,
well,
it
doesn't make
sense
that we're better because we're Gryffindor.
And that's why he's
like
Gryffindor.
Only better.
Okay, so I'm going to, and you already know about this. I just finished Harry Potter 3. I'm reading them for the first time. I've never read them.
Have you seen the films?
No.
No.
Okay.
He's a sweet. He's a
so
sweet,
you've only read
sweet,
the books,
innocent
but you've watched
child.
None of the films.
And I've only...
are you watching the films as you read them?
No,
books?
I'm waiting until I read all of them.
Okay.
So I finished book 3. I'm probably going to start book 4 soon. The Goblet
of Fire.
3 was my favorite story. I haven't really read all the books in order, in the way that you're doing it. So anyways, go ahead.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I because you're talking about how great Gryffindor is, I don't like how shitty they make Slytherin.
Yeah, no, that's a common complaint.
Yeah, right. It's okay, really good. Just like commonly accepted as like the villain. Like it does
the
make villain it.
It's,
roles,
a, it's
yeah.
a common complaint.
Okay, good. I just wanted to bring it up. I wanted to hear
that perspective. Like in real life, people like for the most part in real life like Slytherin. Like you hear it and you're like, I get it. Like it's not like, I mean, I don't treat Slytherins bad.
Right.
In real life. I'm like, I know a few.
But
we know a few.
The people that are bad.
Rod.
She hates that.
She's now a Gryffindor. She took it. She retook it.
No, she didn't.
Yes,
did she
did.
Really? She yep. cheated.
No, here's the thing. She
you
was,
know why?
She was a Gryffindor.
You know
she
why?
Was Gryffindor. They changed the test. She retook the test. She ended up
Slytherin.
In Slytherin. She was very upset.
So she started another email.
And she and retook the test.
You know what? You know who does that?
Slytherin.
A Slytherin does that.
I think that like it's hard because one of those things where they are going to fall, the people that are generally really shitty are going to fall into that house, but not all the people in that house are necessarily shitty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct.
You
know what I
mean? Isn't a shitty person.
No.
One of my favorite things to do is take like actual people in real life, like celebrities and stuff, and sort them just for shits and giggles. And some of them have automatic. So like one of like my favorite celebrities, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's
a Slytherin.
Gladly proclaimed Slytherin. And like, and I'm just like, yeah, that makes sense. Like,
I haven't really nailed down Hufflepuffs yet.
Hufflepuffs are stoners.
Yeah, but
they're stoners and they're real chill people. That's
wait, can you break that one down for me? So, like, what would make Lin-Manuel a Slytherin? Because I don't
really
know the distinction.
He self-declared that he's a Slytherin, but I'm pretty sure working in Broadway and having to get your shit to where
done.
It's gonna be, you gotta, You gotta play the game. You gotta hustle, and you know what you're doing.
Like he's killed a few people. Is what you're saying?
Not killed a few people. Just knows how to
like
play.
He's ambitious.
He probably
he's
knows
ambitious,
how to
right?
play up charm, and he's ambitious as fuck, which is the main Slytherin trait.
Yeah,
is ambition and like taking cunning. Care of your own and cunning. So like, it makes sense. And all his favorite Hamilton's definitely like a Slytherin.
Yeah, I can see that.
Burr's a Slytherin. Like all that. So, like he like
Burr for sure. Real life Burr. 100%.
Yeah, like it's just he proudly proclaims it. Unless I'm like yeah. Rep the Slytherins in like a positive way, because almost every president is a Slytherin that we've had, for sure. Obama's a Slytherin, you guys. Like, that's,
right, we've had this conversation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, with a touch of Ravenclaw in there, but like, yeah. And it's just what it is. Like, if you play politics,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
Before we go, I wanted to see.
Before we go.
Yeah,
go. What?
Oh my God.
We're 50 minutes.
We just started.
Oh, yeah, we should do this really quick. We should have him read this.
Yeah, read this.
Okay, so just pick a page.
Okay.
This is the Scottish version of Harry Potter.
Okay.
We've talked about Harry Potter so much, it has to be brought up in every podcast now.
Yes.
Oh my God. Fine.
This is like a parody thing.
No,
that
is
real.
The legit Scottish translation
really?
Of Harry Potter.
Like, they genuinely use, like, Lassie. As like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
So
yeah.
Funny.
Like just pick a paragraph that you want to read
and
read
it to the best without trying too hard. Just read what it sounds like.
Okay, I was gonna. I'm going back and forth on whether or not to try the accent.
No, just read it straight
it's gonna be
through.
Bad.
Just
okay.
read it straight through. The accent will happen.
Yeah, yeah
that's
happens.
How that happens.
A pink-faced lassie, wi blonde pigtails, stumbled oot a line, hit on the bunnet, which fell reeked o'er. Her een and sat dune after a moment. Hefla so peck, shouted the bunnet.
Hefla peck.
So good. It's so good. Anyway, they're amazing.
That's really
that's
funny.
Crazy, isn't it?
Huh. It's crazy. It's and for people who don't know, it's the Scottish edition of Harry Potter, Scottish translation of Harry Potter. And it's a real thing, and it actually exists. And I bought it from the Amazon UK.
Oh my God, is that Dumbledore's name?
Yes.
Dumby Dykes.
Dumby Dykes.
Dumby Dykes.
And all the houses have the Scottish names too.
Yeah. Is that what Hecklepeck is? Is that like Hufflepuff?
Yeah. Hecklepeck is
Hecklepeck.
Okay. Before we go, the Oscar nominations are out.
Ooh.
And so I thought we should go through and just like talk about what if we've seen them and what we think of which one should. Oh, which one should
this
win?
This is the conversation so where you guys get to have without me because I don't watch most of those movies.
Yeah. I'm so
I watched
bad this
Get
year.
Out, so I hope that one wins. That's about it.
It won't, which is we were talking about this the other day. How like I feel like Get Out every category that Get Out is nominated in this year.
Yeah.
There's a like an Oscar favorite.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer because
it's really good.
Good movies should all be recognized.
Yeah, Efrain asked us name your picks. For the following categories at Oscars.
I wish
best
I...
Best Actor, Actress, Best Director, Screenplay, and May Feature.
Cracked
song,
used to have, like,
picture.
A good concept that were, like, they would throw out there. Like, they wish the Oscars wouldn't happen the same year that the movies. Like, there should be, like, a five-year delay.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my and, God.
Well,
5 years?
That's interesting.
Well, because
you, yeah.
a lot of times the ones that have made it and, like, have, like, been nominated
Lasted?
And go through, they fade into obscurity. They, like, in retrospect, they aren't that great.
But I guess that's, in a sense, kind of redefining... What makes it the best movie?
Right,
like you're
yeah.
taking in an additional factor of like.
But it's like to kind of make like a lot of the movies tend
like
to
the Hurt Locker.
But I agree though.
Yeah.
When you look back at a lot
like
of the
Hurt
winners,
Locker,
you're like, what?
Academy
when you look
Award
back,
winner.
You're like, who was watching this? What's going on? So like giving it like a good 5 year, like settling Sick. Period.
Yeah, because I feel like when you go back and look at the movies from like, and this is probably just because there were less of them. But like when you go look at the winners from like previous decades. You're like, yeah, that was the best movie that came out that year.
Because there wasn't that many.
Yeah, and if it doesn't win, you're always, you know, there's like two other ones where you're like, oh, those are also. But I feel like, yeah, you're right. When you look back over the last decade, you're like, oh, I forgot that movie even existed, let alone
yeah.
one Best Picture.
Yeah, it's real weird.
So, what did you say? 5 years ago? What is that? 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's look at that. Actually,
guess who
let's
won?
Do, that.
Do you remember?
All right, wait.
No,
let me
I,
think
I,
about
I
this.
Don't remember
2012.
At all. The Dark Knight Rises.
That was the same year, but...
That's going to be my answer all the time. I don't know.
Oh.
Did you see it?
Yep.
Who? Argo.
You see? Oh. Like, for what? Why did that win? I mean, it was fine. It was a fine movie. I liked it.
Holy
but...
shit. There were so many movies
but
nominated.
How
ma-
wait, wait. Are you talking about 2012?
Yeah.
But what else...
For Best Picture?
What else came out?
Yeah.
And what else was in that category for 2012?
Do you have a different answer?
When did The Artist win?
The Artist... What are you looking at?
That's 2011.
Oh, it was the Oscars in 2012 for 2011. That's what it is.
okay.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
No. I think you're right. It's just the ceremony is on.
It's in February or March. Early yeah. March or late February.
So let me look at the 85th. Yeah, the 85th is going to be Argo.
This is the one in that happened in 2012.
But what else was nominated?
The one that happened
okay,
in
you
want to
know what else was nominated?
What else was nominated?
Okay, hold on. Because it's a long ass list.
We should pick our best picture winner from this list.
Yes, that's what we should do.
Argo, Life of Pi, Les Miserables, Lincoln, Django Unchained. This can't be right. Skyfall, Silver. This cannot be right. This is too many movies.
No, because they changed it to 10.
They changed it to
for
10.
Best picture.
This is more than 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Well, I think these are all the winners of their category.
2012?
Because Paper Man won for animated, short form.
Yeah,
animated.
Okay, so best picture. Argo, Amour, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Mis, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty.
Wait,
there's
what is
at least three other movies in that
Amour.
Category. Like, three movies in that that I feel would have been better than Argo. Like, what's it called? The movie with the little girl in the thing?
Sorry, what?
The little girl in the bayou. You said.
Oh, that's Amour with the lady.
Say the list again.
Beasts of the Southern Wild.
That one, like that one. To
I never
me
saw
was
that one.
A gore. Like I saw, it was gorgeous. It was moody and
yeah, really good
and rich and like compared to like Argo, like yeah, Argo was like funny and it was. Like,
I was very underwhelmed.
Yeah. But like of the two, I would give it to Beasts of the Southern Wild. Yeah. Like it was just like I feel like if you have time to reflect and look back and go. Oh, okay, like, and also it would kind of like push out a lot of the movies that are like we're making this to get an Oscar, because sometimes you're just like, oh, like you put in all these actors, you have a couple good scenes, and you're clearly like trying to do this for the award instead of like trying to actually make a brilliant movie.
I read
and
someone
then,
say
then
once
would cut that out
that if you replace best with most in every category, you can more often than not kind of determine why they're there, like. Most acting, you know, or like most visual effects.
Yeah,
you're kinda
like, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln.
Right.
Most acting.
Because he did the most acting.
Right.
Which makes sense.
That's how it is with costume
most
design, too.
Most adapted totally. Screenplay?
So, like, doesn't work with all. It's not a perfect science.
No, it's like it is the screenplay that is the most adapted. I guess it kind of works.
How much, actually, do they factor that in?
Yeah, how much?
They judge
I don't
it?
Think they do.
I think they just
factor in, like, how well it's taken.
I would pick how well it's
because
Silver Linings
Playbook.
You
know why you wouldn't want to do
that? I like that movie.
Because you wouldn't want, like, something that's adapted, because it's a new format. And
yeah,
I
you have
want
to change
it. To be an exact
it. You
copy
have to
of
change
the thing.
It.
What do you guys think is the greatest, not just from a book, but from, like, any other medium into a movie? What do you think is the greatest adaptation?
Into a movie?
Yeah. Like a musical to a movie, like a stage to movie, or a book to movie, or graphic novel to movie, show to movie.
I know people talk about, but I haven't read the book, so I can't compare it. And I've heard two movies. I heard Jurassic Park is a better movie than it was a book, and I've heard the same thing about Fight Club, but I have not read Jurassic Park.
So
or
read
Fight
Club.
Club,
and it was real good. But
have
I thought
seen Fight Club?
But I've seen Fight Club. but I saw the movie first, and I think they are two different beasts, but I think that the book is designed to read like a movie, and so I think that it was probably better suited as a movie.
Hmm.
That's why they're both good.
I heard Chuck say that.
Really, the writer.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense to me though, because he didn't have the money to make a movie, so he wrote a book.
Yeah.
It's not surprising.
I don't know. That's a hard question.
Yeah, I have to like go into my brain a little bit more about.
Let's see what adapted from all of the Marvel stuff.
The original Sailor Moon anime was better than the original Sailor Moon manga, if that's a controversial thing to say.
One person's like, "No! No!
Manga purist." Remember that? Yeah. It's like, you're like, "Man, she wrote that like she was under so much pressure. She was like 18 and like it's fine, but you don't get to know everybody."
Yeah.
The anime made them way more interesting.
Let's see. Best adaptation.
But that's me.
Let's see what the internet says.
I only just recently watched the Chicago movie from the musical.
I like the Chicago movie.
I was blown away.
They did such a
good
job. Good.
I thought that was a perfect, like, everything that was good about the musical, like everything that makes musicals wonderful,
that's
came there.
That's a great one.
But it also, everything that movies can do that you can't do on a stage blended so well in that movie that it just really elevated the
whole
thing.
Didn't it win best
movie? It did, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
As it should have. Oh, my God, the direction of that movie is
unbelievable. It's so good.
Too. But the way they're, like, that scene where she's, like, doing, you know, he's doing the ventriloquist doll or whatever they call that. And it's, like, the way they're able to cut back and forth between their, like,
Right. I want to see that
stage
movie again.
Version versus the actual press conference is so much cooler to me than the stage where it's you get one scene.
I was really sad that. What was that one? It was based on 8 and a half. The movie Eight and a Half. Is it called Nine?
Eight.
I think it's called Nine.
Mile.
The one with the little puppets.
No, it was the it's the
Rob
the
one with
Marshall
the sewing doll.
The sewing dolls. Yeah,
that was pretty
Caroline?
Yeah.
No, Nine. But Nine is also a musical directed and produced by Rob Marshall. You're thinking Coraline.
I'm thinking Coraline. Yeah.
And it's great based movie. On adaptation of 1982 musical the same name, which is in turn based on Federico Fellini's autobiographical 1963 film 8 and a Half. Huh. Have you seen 8 and a Half?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's really good. It's I mean, Fellini is like a master, and he's it's a strange movie, but it's probably one of my favorite movies we watched in film school. It was so good. I can't. There's just a scene where if you haven't seen it before, just go and Google it because it's real good, and you can watch the like the opening scene in on YouTube, and it's just brilliant. I mean, the whole thing's brilliant. It's just, it's crazy. So anyway, but I was really disappointed with Nine because I was excited they were bringing that story back because it's so relevant now. It's basically about like this filmmaker, Italian filmmaker, who is like struggling to get his new movie off the ground, and he's overwhelmed because like he's having this affair with this woman, and like he's overwhelmed by the combination of his work and his personal life, and it feels like such a he's such a shitty person, and it's so interesting to watch him basically break down as he's trying to make this movie, but he has to hold everything together because he's trying to direct. So it's like he has all of these things that are happening, and then they're like, and action, and he has to be on.
Wow.
And you're like, fuck! It's so good. It's really good. It's very surrealist, too, in some pieces. Let me see.
Isn't that like, kind of like Birdman?
Yeah, I mean, not exactly.
Not
but
exactly,
yeah.
But like that's the vibe. Like, if I was gonna make that into a movie, I'd want it to feel like Birdman.
Do you want to describe what you're seeing right now?
I can pick up on the surrealist vibe a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's it looks like a football field from where I'm sitting, but it's a field.
It's a field of some kind, yeah.
And there's just a line of people, like in kind of Abbey Road style, like five people walking from left to right.
Okay.
We can't see this. Either.
I can't see it either.
It's an eclectic mix.
See this.
That's an eclectic mix.
She's staring at closer.
Okay, so on the left, there's a small human, possibly a child.
We don't know.
In an all-white garb with a hat. And there's an adult behind them, or a taller person, who's helping them walk somehow. Then in front of them is a really tall dude with a tuba. In front of him is a medium-sized man with some other brass instrument.
And a trench coat.
In front of him is a bald man in a striped shirt with a clarinet and a very tiny top hat. And then in front of him is
And they're
clown?
Walking down the street like
no, they're walking through this field.
I like the idea of...
Oh, through the field, that's
this
right.
Would be,
right.
This would be a fun game of, if like, I mean, everyone would have to be an illustrator, where someone describes a picture and everyone else
draws
has to draw it and to see what you... think that
we should
is.
Just play with you because you're the best artist.
But I don't. I would want other people to do it too. So
yeah.
It's not
we should all do it, even though we're not good artists, and it'd
be
really
better.
Funny. Yeah. But this is. It's also not a visual medium. I mean, it is. I guess we have YouTube, but that would need to be something we do on Twitch.
I feel like it's a good party game.
That'd be a good Twitch.
That'd
be
a good party
Twitch
game.
Yeah. It's a very surreal. Oh yeah. This is describe what you're seeing here. Can you tell what that is? I can describe it if you can't tell.
It's a foot. Okay. No, it looks like a kind of a POV shot of someone that is like flying into space. Like he's looking over the beach, and you can just see his foot looking straight down. Like he's looking down at below him. He's like maybe 100 feet off the ground.
And he has a
go ahead.
He has a rope tied around his leg, and then it's going all the way down to the beach. That's like maybe 100 feet.
So it's like a kite.
Yeah, like he's a kite.
Like he is a kite.
But you can only see his one foot.
Eight and a half. Go and watch it.
That's
real fucking weird and awesome.
And I like how the name of this photo, too, is Catholicism and Alienation. Mm-hmm. You're like,
Catholicism and Alienation in Fellini.
Yeah, I'm
eight
really
and
picking
half.
Up on some Catholicism vibes from this photo. That was my first thought. Was like, oh, is this a Catholic?
It's a metaphor for the Catholic Church. Yeah.
Interesting.
I was just at church the other day, and I was just like, this reminds me of that time
I
was flying over the beach.
Amazing. Okay, well, it's an hour three, so we're We're done. And we actually spent more than that for the YouTube.
That's true.
Kids, because we had to shut down.
Bonus.
So we should probably say goodbye.
Subscribe.
I know.
Well,
goodbye.
Yeah. We'll be back next time.
Next week.
Next week.
I know. Okay. Well, if you haven't subscribed to YouTube, go subscribe there, and you can. Danny, tell them where they can follow you if they want to follow you.
I have been thinking about this question all morning.
Oh,
on my whole drive here.
Really?
Because I was like, they're gonna ask me to plug some sort of social media platform, and I don't really have any. Like, everything's kind of maybe my Twitter.
Yeah.
It's just my name, Danny Connor, one word. But I'm very inactive.
Do you have a
portfolio? Wait, Danny Connor is your Twitter?
Yeah, one word.
That's great. How did you snag that?
I did a great thing when I was younger.
It's not even his real name.
It kind of is.
It kind of is, but Danny's
not. It's my middle name.
Yeah, I know, and I bothered there's me.
So I'll.
Know Danny's first name isn't Danny.
I tried to make my middle name a thing, but it didn't work out.
What's your middle name?
Cipriano.
Oh,
that's why it didn't work out.
I know.
I was like, that's dope.
Because I found out that's this kid, layup. He was like, not that kid. There's no one there. But
that kid. And he turns around. He's like,
I called him Alex for years.
Like, how long has that kid been here?
I called him Alex for years. It was one of my good friends in like third grade for years. And I found out Alex was middle name. And I was like, I felt betrayed. And I was like, well, I want to be like you. And I want my
Cipriano.
Middle name to be my first name. Anyway.
Are you Italian?
It's my mother's maiden name, and they made it my middle name. I guess.
Cipriano. That's dope.
So, but Danny Connor.
Sup, Cipriano.
I know. Sippy.
You just be Seep.
Yeah.
Seep.
Ooh, that's like a real bad name.
Yeah. Louis Seep.
Sup, Seep.
So you, when you were young, you just snagged Twitter, like the name real quick.
Yeah, like, because I've just always been very techie, so I was kind of always early to a lot of websites, so I just tried to very quickly grab Danny Connor on everything that I could, except Gmail. So while I have this public forum.
Yeah, please.
If you own DannyConnor@gmail.com. I will pay you so much money. I've emailed them. I can't get it. And I have my website with my name. I have every social media platform with my name. I have a Tumblr. I don't even use Tumblr, but I got it because I was like, I might want it someday. It's just the Gmail. I didn't get to the Gmail.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
The only one I was able to, the two platforms that I was able to get my name without having to add the X on are Tumblr, because I was a very early adapter of Tumblr. And Instagram, immediately on Instagram. But everything else, I have to do the X. And even with Gmail too, it's like Starline X.
Well, but I do use my full name, to your point, for my Instagram.
You do. I've seen it.
It is Charles Daniel Connor.
It's not a secret anymore.
Has anyone ever called you Chucky?
I think that's where we end. All right, thanks so much for listening. I'll see you guys next week.